We get a little, we get used to that. Please, with the tenor and or lead entrance, and everybody come back in without worrying about where we're at there. One more time with the pitch, Dave, please.
Second.
If somebody was talking, Mike, you didn't hear it. I'm sorry. I did say second time. It's like we talked, like Brent talked, we should be able to start anywhere in the song. Even mouthing the words without sound, as if you're singing. Okay? Just the basis, please. On the coda. Aquarius. Aquarius. Okay? Two, three, four. Too much because you have the tag there. Okay? Same plot. Spot. One, two. Bases, please.
Aquarius.
music. Look it up. Okay. Let's try one. That's once. That's one. That's one. That's once. Two, three, four.
Quaria.
We're starting at the coda, and if you're talking, you didn't hear that, so I'm sorry. One, two, here we go.
Quaria.
Revisit those notes. Can I hear, please, just the basses and the leads, please? Minor. up a minor? Don't make it major. We're going on this time.
we don't recognize when the coda is coming.
It's not even that you recognize when the coda is coming. The issue is that it changes sonorities. It goes from a major chorus back to the minor, like, intro theme. We don't have the minor intro theme back in our brains when we get to the coda.
Gotcha.
So therefore, we're not singing what we think is do is not do. What you think is the tonic, the root of the chord, is not the root of the chord, because your brains haven't flipped back to the F minor sonority that's happening. If we were to sing, like, from letter B and go to the coda, this is the dawning. One. Basses, do you hear?
You don't show it in your faces. I should rip you though.
It's going from measure 15 to the coda. Bum ba bum bum ba bum Aquarius. You're trying to go Aquarius or something. You're wanting to do something other than stay on that B flat. Okay.
One more time, same spot.